And each week we talk to a Port Adelaide player. And this week it's youngster Joel Garner. He made an impressive debut last week for the Power. He looked very comfortable at the level and he joins us now. Joel, welcome to the show.
G'day, guys. Thanks for having me.
Our pleasure. Hey, firstly, congratulations. It must have been a big week for you. Can we go back and relive the moment when Ken Hinckley told you you were playing? Were you expecting it? And what was your first thoughts?
It's a bit of a blur, to be honest, thinking back to last week. But it definitely wasn't expected. Took me by shock a little bit. But, you know, it was, definitely a good feeling, and to have all the boys get around me was a good day.
Oh, you deserved it, Joel, and you stood up magnificently. We'll get to the game. Who presented you your jumper?
Tommy Jonas gave a little talk about me, and then my old man was in the rooms with my mum and my brother and my girlfriend, and, yeah, got my jumper from him, so it was good.
Tell us about the week, the build-up before the game. Were you nervous? Paint us a bit of a picture, and was it everything you thought it would be and more?
Yeah, definitely. There was a big going on, to be honest. I was getting messages from family and friends from all over, and they were pestering me for tickets and that sort of thing. So
get used to that, mate.
There's a bit to think about. But, yeah, I was actually pretty calm, to be honest. I think I just backed the side in and backed our method and, yeah, worked out on the day. So it was nice.
You've been described, and I've seen a bit of your sample footy, as being a great decision maker under pressure, using the ball really well, and you've got a cool head. So do you think all those attributes come through in the game?
Yeah, definitely. I think so. Had a few moments in the game where I could be calm and hit my kick. So
brilliant.
I think I just did what I was meant to do, you know, and yeah, it was a good win, as I said.
Did anything surprise you on the day?
No, not really. Not really at all. Probably the rain, to be honest. That was the most surprising thing.
Biggest crowd you played in front of?
Definitely. Yeah. Biggest crowd I played in front of. And, as I said, even running out to the crowd and the songs and that sort of thing, it was just a blur for me, and I can't really remember much about it, to be honest.
You spent a fair bit on Sexton. He's been going all right, so you did a good job on him. You'd be happy with that.
Yeah, thank you. It wasn't a deliberate matchup. It's sort of how it panned out, and, yeah, I guess the boys chopped me out a little bit at times, so I was very lucky.
Now, there's Hartlett, Broadbent, Bonner, Burton, Leanert, Houston, DBJU. There's a logjam for halfback flankers there, Joel Garner. Now, with that elite leg, is that your spot coming off halfback? Can you see yourself playing wing back or half forward up or through the midfield? Where do you think you'll be? You're only 19.
Yeah, I think halfback is my go. At the moment, like I said, we've got a few boys lining up
isn't
for that posse, but I think in the future, that'll be my go, and I just got to keep sort of playing well to stand for if I go back and that sort of thing. So, yeah, not too bad.
Forget talking about going back, mate. Just keep
looking
forward.
No, you're there
forward.
For keeps, Jolly.
Hey, yeah, that's it, eh?
One game down, a new week is a new challenge. Now, the Hawks in Tassie. Now, they do have a plethora of dangerous small forwards. Have you started to think about that yet and who you might play on?
Yeah, we went through that a little bit today. And we're just sort of guessing if they're going to bring in another small for Ben McAvoy being out, I'm pretty sure. So, yeah, it'll be cool to line up against Chad, our old teammate, obviously. But, they've got a pretty good brigade down there, so it'll be a good game, I reckon.
Who are they lining you up against? Not Chad, are they?
That's what he just said.
Maybe not, but I've got an old teammate in Dylan Moore who's been playing a few games.
Yeah.
So I hope to go to him for a little bit and, hopefully give him a touch-up.
now, tell us something we don't know about you, Joel.
Something you don't know about me. I played lawn bowls in year 12 for my school side at Scotch College in Melbourne.
How'd you go?
I was a keen lawn bowler, so cricket was too full on, so I went the easy option.
Forehand or backhand?
Forehand, left-hander.
I'm hosting the Bowls SA awards dinner tomorrow night. You're not going to win one, are you, Joel? You don't do a bit of night hours in the summer?
No, I actually did play a little bit of night hours, to be honest.
Get out. Who with? Not down at Henley?
No, I played down at Unley out at Sturt there, I think.
Oh, good work.
Played with Nathan Bassett and a few other boys.
Oh, yeah, Freddie likes his bowls.
Very competitive.
He likes his bowls. Now, we've also heard you like Friends and Seinfeld. If you had to pick one, which one?
Seinfeld, I reckon. That's my go.
That's your go.
Yeah, love it.
Well, that is the type of question we go with when we do our 99 seconds, thanks to 99 Bikes. It's a bit of rapid-fire stuff, Joel, so are you happy to have a bit of fun with us?
Yeah, definitely. Let's have a crack.
Switch your ears on.
Time for 99 seconds with Rowie and Bix. Thanks to 99 Bikes for Australia's biggest range, Prospect, Mile End, Marion, Westlakes, College Park and Modbury. Let's ride.
Come on, Big Bird.
Okay, Joel Garner, here we go. If you could be any animal, what would it be and why? You there, Joel?
Yeah, you there? You got me?
Yep, sorry. Yeah. If you could be any animal, what would you be?
A lion, because he's a king.
Okay, what's your favourite ice cream flavour?
Chocolate ice cream.
Can you do the Rubik's Cube?
No.
Favourite breakfast cereal?
Nutri-Grain.
Okay, square root of 144?
12.
Ooh!
Rafa or Roger?
Roger.
Instagram or Twitter?
Instagram.
Rich and ugly or poor and good looking?
Definitely poor and good looking.
Would you prefer to sign an autograph or take a selfie?
Take a selfie.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how good a driver are you?
9.5.
Cool. Say something in another language.
Konnichiwa.
Are you more like Kim Kardashian or Donald Trump?
Kim Kardashian.
Pineapple on pizza, yes or no?
Yes.
NFL or NBA?
NFL.
Favorite emoji?
The smiley face.
Okay. Well, here we go. What makes you smile?
Kicking the snag.
Okay. Which power player would you put your house on in front of goal?
Kane Farrell.
Okay. And the last one. On a scale of 1 to 10, how cool are you?
Well, 5, I reckon.
Oh, Joel, you're very modest, mate. Thanks for that. You got Port v Hawthorn Saturday. It'll be live on 5AA. Another great opportunity for you. Keep improving and keep enjoying it, Joel. You've been a ripper, mate. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, guys. Have a good afternoon.
Will do.
What a delightful lad.
Yes, indeed. Drafted at pick number 60 in the 2017 National Draft. Had a shoulder reconstruction around this time last year. Missed the rest of the year. So he's done really well to work his way into this side. And as you said, look very comfortable at the level.
My word.
We're going to